New York City Transit suffered its third derailment in 6 months on October 24th when two train cars jumped the tracks near the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall station. That's the kind of major breakdown that tends to make riders wonder, could the subway be sliding backward toward the dark days of the 70s before a major investment in repairs and construction rescued it from the brink? WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports.
Amber Morgan has been riding the subway for 37 years.
It's better than it was in the 70s. I started riding the subway in the 70s, so I have memories of the subway when it was covered with graffiti and it was not safe, and so it's a different subway when I was a kid.
But on a platform at Union Square Station, Morgan acknowledged she'd moved from Williamsburg to Manhattan because she couldn't rely on the L train, and she worried it would only get worse.
If they keep cutting the budget and keep raising the fare, less people will be able to ride it, and it won't be as reliable.
Budget cuts have made some things worse. Recent MTA data show a 20% increase in late trains. But New York City Transit President Tom Prendergast says major service disruptions, like those caused by derailments, are not being worsened by belt tightening.
We do not think it's in any way related to budget issues or financial issues. We treat every derailment very seriously. I mean, I was here at a point in time 20 years ago where we had 27 derailments a year.
He finds surprising agreement from Gene Rushenoff of the Strap Hangers campaign, who says the MTA's average of less than 2 derailments per year over the last 5 years is not bad. But Rushenoff says delays and crowding are other matters.
You know, it's not the bad old days yet, but you have to worry about going down the slippery slope.
There's reason for that concern. One big cause of weekday delays is overcrowding. That's up since last year, when the MTA cut costs by eliminating and combining lines and putting many trains on less frequent schedules. 81-year-old Joe Syrifman was about to catch an Uptown 1 train in the West Village. He's a native New Yorker who's ridden the subway his whole life. The increased crowding reminds him of what it was like to squeeze into a Pack 6 train as a kid.
I remember in the summertime hearing, "Another shove, madam, and I'll have to marry you."
The MTA used to schedule its weekend and overnight trains to run often enough for every rider to have a seat. But with cutbacks, 1 in 5 riders is now expected to stand. At a delay, and cars can get crowded. Still, there are bright spots. An IRT writer named Carol said things aren't as bad as before. "It's gotten better," she said. I asked, "How so?"
"The information that's given to us, that's what does it."
"The countdown clocks."
"The countdown clocks, the signs, and all of that, yes."
It seems that if riders must be delayed, it helps to know for how long. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.